This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The governors of four states are announcing they'll lift statewide mask requirements in schools as new COVID infections plummet. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Citing the easing of this latest Omicron variant surge, leaders in Connecticut, Delaware, Oregon, and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy are lifting school mask requirements in the coming weeks.
This is a huge step back to normalcy for our kids.
Governor Murphy says the nation needs to learn to live with COVID.
We didn't want to keep any mandates in force for a moment longer than necessary.
California announced next week it will drop its masking requirements for those who have vaccines, but California school kids will still have to wear masks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Peloton is cutting 2,800 jobs, and co-founder and CEO John Foley is stepping down after a rough time at the company. Barry McCarthy will take over. He was chief financial officer at Spotify and Netflix. Russia is standing by its insistence that it doesn't plan to attack Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma's got the latest on the tension.
Following talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, Vladimir Putin noted that the US and NATO have ignored Moscow's demands, but also signaled his readiness to continue negotiations. He also warned that Ukraine's accession to NATO could trigger a war between Russia and the alliance. Macron, in turn, said the upcoming days will be crucial and deep discussions together will be needed. He added it's Europe's duty to find a solution to try to rebuild good neighborly ties with Russia.
This year's Oscar nominees have just been announced. The nominees for Best Picture are Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. This is AP News. Are you going to bet on the Super Bowl this year? The AP's Julie Walker says a lot of people are going to. And who do we think is going to win the big game? Well, listen to what they're saying.
A record 31.5 million Americans plan to bet on this year's Super Bowl. The American Gaming Association forecasted that over $7.6 billion will be wagered on Pro Football's championship game Sunday between the LA Rams and Cincinnati Bengals. Both the amount of people planning to bet and estimated amount of money being bet are new records. Since last year's game, 45 million additional people will be able to bet on the Super Bowl because 10 more states legalized sports betting over the past year. As for who they're betting on, FanDuel, the official odds provider for the Associated Press, says it's the Bengals.
COVID-19 vaccine sales boosted Pfizer's earnings well past expectations in the fourth quarter, but it's still setting a lower than expected bar for 2022. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.